gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining me this morning. I'm Angelo Viola, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Outdoor Journal Radio. He is Stephen Labadie, along with Derek Brandeo and Andrew Holland.
One, how are you?
Well, I think I'm okay. Wow. The week that was, huh?
Oh my goodness.
What
a crazy
week. This is total insane. It's still very surreal to me. I mean,
yeah.
The cancellation of all of the major sporting leagues, in the world. Now, I was going to say North America, in the world. Yeah. That is number one, but, man, the Sportsman Show.
Yes.
Like, who would have thunk that? The Sportsman Show, after 73 years of non-interrupted annual presentation, was canceled this week.
It's crazy.
That is shocking. Anyways, we're going to talk about that and a whole bunch of other things. The main thing is that we keep a level head here. There's all kinds of stories that...
People not fighting for toilet paper.
Yeah, like, holy mackerel. Anyways, you got nothing else to do today, so you might as well sit down and put your feet up, listen to Outdoor Journal. We will shepherd you through the outdoors as we do each and every Saturday. This one's no different than any other one. Before we do all of that, we must remind folks, and this is a good opportunity now that you're going to be home for a few days.
Yeah.
You might as well put the alarm on the phone to remind you every day, every 24 hours, to go to fishingcanada.com and enter in the Mercury outboard motor giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
Every month, 4-stroke, 2.5 outboard motor will be given away we started it last month, and it will end in November, I believe. November, December, 10 outboard motors we will give away. We gave away 9 last year, so we had to outdo it. It'll be 10 outboard motors given away. Every month, free of charge, fishingcanada.com. All you have to do is go there, enter the contest button, push the contest button, and it will then instruct you on the correct protocol, including the Skill SD. Write that. Can you write that now?
Yes,
Skill SD. Do you know how to spell that?
No. That's a new word.
Make it up. You could be the author of a new word. There you go. You'll answer a skill testing is what I was trying to say. Skill testing question. And if you don't know the answer, the hint button will take you there. And you come back, answer it, and off you go. And then 24 hours later, you do it all over again. Every day, 24 hours, the more ballots you put in the box, the better your chances of winning.
Exactly.
Back to the Toronto Sportsman Show for a moment. I'm reading their press release. What people don't realize, too, is the Toronto Sportsman Show is part of the CNSS, the Canadian National Sportsman Shows.
Yes.
So they run shows in pretty much every jurisdiction in the country in terms of region. And I was speaking to them yesterday. I said, this must be crazy with the Toronto Show Club. Jennifer said, yes, it is, but I'm dealing with Quebec and Alberta at the same time.
Yeah, because they go on the same time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
She said that we're just trying to get our people out of the buildings. Wow. It sounds like it's just a massive undertaking.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It is what it is. They will be notifying all of you who have purchased tickets online in advance. You will be notified as to what your options are. Once they know what options there may be as far as rescheduling or postponing, it really is not clear at this point, much like the National Hockey League and Major League Baseball and basketball. Nobody really knows at this stage just how long it's going to be. I know a lot of folks say, oh, yeah, we'll be back up running in a couple of weeks. Well, who knows?
Exactly.
Who knows?
Everything's shutting down.
I know one thing's for sure. We're here today.
Yes.
Doing this show.
But we're behind the glass. So if you cough, I'm good. If I cough, you're good. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ice hut removal. Do you know anything about that?
No. What's going on?
Well, it's time.
Well, yeah, it is March.
It's time. There's two official dates, March 15th. Those are the dates pretty much in our area, South Central Ontario, and March 31st further north. And that means that those huts have to be off by that day. People ask me, does that mean midnight on the 15th? Can I wait till, you know, quarter to 12 on the night of the 31st? Just take the 12:01. Damn things off. Take them off. Don't leave them on the ice. And furthermore, if you see anybody violating that, take the number off the hut. Or better yet, if you can get a license plate number or a name, that would even help. And call the MNRF tips line. Let them know that somebody left their junk. Because this is, we had the officer on the program a couple of months ago that told us about one of the problems at the end of the ice fishing season is it looks like a garbage dump out on the ice. People just leave their stuff and walk away for some bizarre reason. So let's not let that be the problem this year. We have enough problems. We don't need to clean up somebody else's mess because they're just plain ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
Ignorant. People. So, before we get on to the guests, so how does this impact your life? This coronavirus thing?
Nothing really. Just wash your hands. Don't touch your face.
Didn't you go to Mexico just recently?
Bahamas and Mexico.
Bahamas. Huh?
Bahamas and Mexico, but during
you did both. Okay.
During during the corona outbreak, I was going to Bahamas. And there was people walking around with masks everywhere.
On the beach?
No. Oh. On the beach there was no one.
Oh.
It was just us, but on the plane ride to the destination, there were people wearing masks.
Freak you out?
No.
No?
Not really.
How old were you when the SARS thing hit here?
I can't remember.
Were you born yet?
I was born.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. I think it was maybe in elementary school.
Oh.
I can't believe I said that.
Yeah, you did. On air.
Yeah.
It's certainly something that we are going to look back in history at this moment and
laugh at all the people that are stealing toilet paper.
Oh,
I just can't believe it's
that is insanity. Like, what is with that?
Take food instead of we're going to eat toilet paper for the next couple of months.
Well, no, no. But the point is, if you don't have food, you don't need toilet paper.
That too.
You know what I'm saying? Anyways, wonderful program nonetheless. By the way, just so that you obviously, we were scheduled to broadcast from the Sportsman Show next Saturday at 10 a.m. Yes. That's all gone. We'll be back at our regular time next Saturday, 8 to 10, which is just fine with me. I'm good. Although I'm going to miss, I do every year look forward to mingling with all the folks, people who listen to the program, people who watch the television show. And it's our chance that, to say hello and touch and feel, if you will. So I was already thinking last week before they announced the closure of the show, how was I going to deal with that? I like shaking hands and putting arms around people and stuff like that. So I already had this plan in place. And it wasn't very pretty. It wasn't going to look good, I'll tell you that right
Wearing now. A hazmat suit.
Yeah, pretty much. So I'm kind of glad that I didn't have to put that into action.
Yeah.
Glad somebody else made that decision for me. Anyways, it is what it is. Let's make the best of it. Keep your head on your shoulders. Don't do anything ridiculous. We will get through this. What we're doing now with all these closures is exactly what's needed. We need to distance ourselves from each other for a couple of weeks, that incubation period, 14-day incubation period. So it's perfect. And, honestly, it couldn't have happened at a better time if there was such a thing. With a spring break, schools were closing anyways for a period of time. The extra 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever it is isn't going to hurt anybody. And it's a great time to heal and get this thing done, get it over with.
Get away from us. Yeah.
All right. What's on this week's show? Because that's enough of bad stuff. Let's talk about good stuff. Dr. Bruce Tufts from the Tufts Lab at Queen's University. He's been saying right on this very program, in fact, He's been saying that bass season on Lake Ontario opens way too early now that we've had this, you know, global climate change.
Oh.
We need to adjust our seasons, open and close seasons on wildlife. And he spoke particularly about bass because tournament angling and bass fishing go hand in hand. And tournament anglers and tournament organizers can't wait to get that first one of the season under their belt. And since the temperatures have been changing, climate change, these fish are still spawning in a lot of cases when these tournaments go off, especially in the Lake Ontario area. So there may be a rethink. In fact, this week, the OMNRF set out a proposal for a revised season. And we'll talk about Dr. Tufts about that and a whole bunch of other things. By the way, I don't know whether people know it or not, but Bruce is not only a bass angler, but he's quite an accomplished tournament bass angler.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, people don't know that. Aside from being a doc, he's also a tournament dude.
Very nice.
Yeah. The King of Chaga, Jerry Ouellette, is back. He is the former Minister of Natural Resources here in Ontario, for those of you who don't know. And then has since gone on in a career in the health and wellness industry. He is the owner of Chaga Health and Wellness. And as I mentioned about Sportsman Show being canceled, he is one of the ones that would be affected by it because he is an exhibitor there. And also he does seminars about health and mushroom and that kind of thing. So he's not going to be at the show, but he is at a show today when he joins us, apparently.
Oh.
In Belleville, I believe. So we'll find out about that. And the magic mushroom, as it were. By the way, I read a story. I'll ask him about it and see if, that somebody in the U.S. or somebody's plural in the U.S. is now saying that Chaga, and this, I'm not, don't take this verbatim. I'm just repeating what the news, the media is spewing. Chaga is a good preventative for the coronavirus.
Oh.
Well. We'll find out from Jerry. I don't want to spread any words. And then we got two crazy whacked out fish stories. I love crazy whacked out fish stories. We got two of them today. One from our very own doc, Gord Pizer.
Of course.
Who's got a crazy story about a northern pike that ate a guy's lunch.
Oh.
Now they're pike are the most aggressive fish in the food chain. No doubt about it. Freshwater I'm talking about. But to actually jump out and eat a guy's lunch. Oh, my God. That, I can't wait for that one. And the second story comes from Virginia Beach. Lovely area if you've never vacationed down there. You're a man of vacations.
Yeah, I've never been there. Yeah. Just put on my list.
Well, there you go.
Until next week.
That's right. Jack Hiles is the owner of Matador Charters, and he set out with a buddy to try and catch a record bluefin tuna.
Oh.
Now, what do you think a record bluefin tuna would be in that area?
I have no clue. Maybe 300 pounds?
That'd be huge. That'd be a huge tuna. Because you've been watching those tuna shows, right? The what are they called?
I have something on Discovery Channel.
Like yeah, yeah.
Catching tuna.
Deadliest catch.
Yeah. Is that even air anymore?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Anyways, no, this record tuna down there has got to be over 600 pounds.
Oh.
And I believe maybe even over 700 pounds.
Holy moly.
Holy moly. I caught a 900 pound.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
937.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So there you go. Are you going, ooh, about me?
Ooh.
No, I never hear you going, ooh, about me.
Well, I see it. I watch TV shows. I make a TV show with you all the time. So
Jake Hiles from Virginia, you go, ooh.
Ooh.
You get weak-kneed over him, and I do 900 and change, and you don't even break into a sweat or anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I see you every day, so it's not really exciting.
Anyways, an interesting story, because at 4 a.m., his rod had a fish on and spooled line for 7 minutes. Now, I've been on the end of a big fish before.
Mm-hmm.
A 7 minute run.
Did you lose it for line?
I don't know, man. He's going to come on the show, because then they said that another line that was on the boat, they didn't have time to lift while they were catching this fish or trying to catch this fish at the boat. It was a shark. So they had a shark and a tuna going, and it's a new record. And anyways, it's one of those fish stories. I won't tell you. I won't ruin it for you. You got to stay tuned and listen to Jack Hiles, owner of Matador Charters, tell his incredible story. And then we thought, you know what? It's going to be a bit of a dreary, depressing Saturday with this whole coronavirus thing and everything shutting down, etc. we wanted to pick everybody's spirits up a bit.
Make them laugh.
How would we do that?
I have no clue.
Jimmy Flynn. Our newfie comedian is going to be joining us this morning. And if you've never heard Jimmy, you're in store for a treat. And he's going to give us a perspective on coronavirus, Jimmy Flynn style.
Oh, goodness.
Down Easter style. You don't want to miss that. We have a lot to do here, my friends. But first, a little behind-the-scenes look at Canada's nationally televised Fishing Canada show on Global Television Network, coast to coast to coast, as we speak. And what an episode it is. I had the pleasure of viewing this before it went to air, which is pretty unusual for me. An opportunity to watch it. And what a great episode the Fishing Canada crew put together here. It features Peter Bowman and Steve Nedzwicki that travel to Ivanhoe Lake near Timmins, Ontario, with walleye in mind. Mm-hmm. But Mother Nature said, no, you didn't. And the weather just caved in on them. So the whole episode is about weather and how you deal with bad weather during your fishing. Because, listen, anybody listening that's a true angler will tell you they have spent as much time in bad weather fishing as they have in good.
That's true.
50% of the time you're out there, it sucks. And this is a great episode to see how you make lemonade out of lemons, right? Because when the weather hits you, you do a couple of basic fundamental changes to your presentation, and boom. It's gravy train time, and that's what this episode's all about. It's on Global Television Network as we speak. It's called Extreme Weather Walleye. Of course, if you're watching this program, you might not be tuned into Global.
So go to www.fishingcanada.com, click on episode schedule, and the next broadcast date's right there, or check it out on Global BC Channel at 1 o'clock.
When you're at fishingcanada.com, take a minute 54 seconds out of your time and enter a ballot in the Mercury Outboard Motor Giveaway, and you too can be one of the lucky winners. Don't miss out on that party. More journal after this, so today or go away.